Time now for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. And this morning we are reviewing the book Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, The Perfect Teacher. Mawlana, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh, Mawlana.
Indeed a good selection, Mawlana.
Yes, Mawlana, Muhammad the Perfect Teacher, subtitled An Insight into His Teaching Methods. We have in the past, Mawlana, discussed this book, but the book has appeared now in recent years in a new revised translation by Mawlana Muhammad Muhammadi. The original author of the book is Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda. And since it's a very important topic, we thought maybe we need to once again draw our attention, to our listeners to this book. We know that humanity really is indebted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the contribution that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made to every part of our existence, every part of the existence of human beings. Really can take guidance from the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one such sphere was that of education. Today there is a great deal of attention people are paying now, and Muslims in a renewed way, to an Islamic education and what constitutes an Islamic education in terms of educational psychology and a type of a method and a way of teaching that is closer towards the Sunnah. The effectiveness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching methods can really be gauged from the tremendous impact that Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the one hand, inspired confidence in them through his teaching methods, but at the same time also his personality and the way in which he taught them won over their hearts. And not only their hearts, but even the hearts and minds of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his adversaries. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's method, this book shows very clearly, incorporated a number of techniques. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used analogies, similes, anecdotes, diagrams, sometimes dialogue, interactive dialogue, humor, repetition. There was a process always of continuous evaluation, checking that the learner understands. And also there was a means of physical contact with the learner, gestures. This is all analyzed now in this book. The analysis of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's contribution in the field of education is really fascinating, because if we considered that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a Nabiul Ummi, yet in a sense Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was al-Muallim al-Kamil, the perfect Muallim. And the Arabic title of this book draws our attention to that Rasul al-Rasul al-Muallim, the Rasul who was a Muallim, in other words, the perfect teacher. This book is now available to our learners in a revised format, and it starts off. The book starts off by looking at a overview of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the teacher. The book then moves on to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality as a teacher. In other words, how some unique traits of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality lends itself to be the best teacher then, and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best teacher. The substantial part of this book, almost more than 150 pages, is devoted to a discussion of some 136 ahadith, where the author, through an analysis of these ahadith, draws our attention to 40 methods of teaching that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used throughout his life. And I think that this will be a very good book for any of our listeners who are involved in teaching, in order for us to make the greatest impact on our learners, on our audience, and to spur them up towards practice. One has to use a method that is closest to the Sunnah. And this book, inshallah, will serve that purpose. As I said, the book is completely revised and an improved translation. The book first appeared in 2003. Now it contains all the Arabic texts of the Hadith. The Arabic texts and the Quranic texts are all fully referenced, omissions from the previous publication have been included here, and the book appears in a hardcover and is published by Muslims at Work Publications.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, Maulana, I think it's a good book to have in one's library, and one need not be a teacher to benefit from this book. We are all teachers in the sense that we have children as our wards, and I think we can all benefit from the akhlaq and the character of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as his methods of teaching are concerned. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
How much are we looking at, and where can we get it from?
The book is available at Muslims at Work, and it's a Muslims at Work publication, so it's available now in most of our bookstores for just under 100 rands.
Okay, Mulana, jazakumullah for that. Mulana, let's also review quickly 6 articles on Muslim women who have been rulers in the past.
Yes, Mulana, this is it's Women's Month, so I think we should do something for specifically regarding women. There is a series of articles that appear in the Aramco World magazine that is available online. Aramco World magazine deals with issues and topics that affect the Muslim world and Arabic and Islamic culture. And they are running a series of 6 articles on Muslim women who have been heads of state. We know that in our own times, whether it is in Bangladesh or Pakistan or Nigeria, Senegal or Turkey, there have been Muslim women in Muslim-majority countries who have been elected to high offices. But what they're saying is that this is not a new phenomenon. Stretching to the earliest times of Islam, women have held positions among the rulers, whether it was as queens or malikas or advisors, powerful advisors sometimes, to the kings. And some of them actually ascended to rule in their own right. Others took up the position because of their husbands being incapacitated or because their male successors to the throne were too young. Some actually proved to be very insightful administrators. Some served as courageous military commanders. Some served as both administrators and military commanders. And some were equally flawed like their male counterparts. So, many sowed the seeds of their own downfall. But in any case, this series of 6 articles are quite fascinating, and our lady listeners especially, and even anybody who wants to read these will find them very interesting. The current issue has the 3rd of them, but they've been running over the last few issues, the February, March, and then the ones that follow. They started off in February with a look at the Malika, the Queen Khayzuna and Zubaydah. And so Khayzuran and Zubaydah, Khayzuran was who during the time of Al-Mahdi took a very important Khalifa Al-Mahdi. She took up a very important leadership role, and she was followed by Zubaydah as well during the time. And then the 2nd in the series of articles looked at a very interesting leader, Malika Radiya bint Iltutmish, and she ruled in Delhi when her father Iltutmish gave the leadership to her instead of her brother, because he was quite aware of his son's shortcomings, and his son was a person who was really just concerned with a historian of that time, Firoz. He said that Iltutmish's son was just concerned with buffoonery, and he wasn't really a very good leader. He wouldn't make a good leader. And Radia bint Iltutmish took on the leadership role, and she became really the Sultan then of Delhi from the 13th century. The current edition has the third of the series, which is a look at another Malika, Shajaratu Durr. She was a 13th century leader in the Mamluk period in Egypt. So it looks at her life and her ups and downs and how she provided some very needy leadership at the time in Cairo to the Mamluk dynasty at the time. But they really make for very interesting reading, Molana. We should look at these series of articles.
MashaAllah, Molana, where can we get those articles from?
Yes, I said, they're running in the Aramco World magazine. This is the magazine that appears on the Aramco World's webpage, and it's available freely.
MashaAllah. Molana, JazakAllah khairan for your time. Much appreciated.
It's a pleasure, Molana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so two things we've reviewed this morning. One is the book, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The Perfect Teacher and an Insight into His Teaching Methodologies. And secondly, those six articles on women that were rulers in the past, malikas or princesses or queens, if you may say.